Time now to take five for your community. I am very happy to be joined by a familiar voice, local engineer, local ham radio operator, coordinator, Bill Schrode. Bill, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Arvin. Glad to be back.
Listen, I ought to bring you back one morning just to talk about the engineer part. How many times you tried to keep this station, this place up and running?
Will the boss let you do that?
I think it'd make great radio if we heard some of those stories.
Be an interesting story.
Yes, yeah. It would. But we're talking about ham radio, and we're talking specifically about the Noble Illinois Ham Fest, which is coming up on April the 7th. Before we get to that, if we can, Bill, just briefly, we've asked you this before, but you talk about I know very little, some people know nothing about ham radio, amateur radio. Kind of go over the pros of ham radio.
Well, it's basically the way all of radio broadcasting started. All of the radio stations started at, well, not all of the ones now, but back in the day in the 1920s, they all started out as experimental stations, and the industry grew out of that. Ham radio has gone on to service the military. There's a lot of developments that took place in the military that ham radio assisted with. We also assist the military with welfare communications. Nowadays with cell phones, not as much, but it used to be ham radio was the way soldiers talked back to their home when they were stationed overseas and that sort of thing. Ham radio has been used in broadcasting. Edward R. Murrow used ham radio to get his reports back from England and so on and so forth. And our major operation nowadays, besides the hobby itself, is in times of disaster when the infrastructure collapses and your cell phones and your landline phones and everything else are messed up. We're there to provide communication links from point to point so that people can find out what's going on, what's up with their families, that sort of thing. We're the first ones to show up after a hurricane, a tornado, you know, that all of that. So it's a plus. We do storm spotting.
Right.
We assist the National Weather Service in that way with eyes on the ground, as it were. So that's basically what ham radio is all about. There's some other functions to it too, but find yourself a local ham operator. Come to the Noble Ham Fest. There'll be enough of us around. Anything you want to ask us, we'll have an answer for.
Well, let's talk about the Noble Ham Fest and what's going on. It's coming up on Saturday, April 7th. It's going to be at the West Richland Center in Noble, formerly the West Richland High School. And admission is $4. Was it 12 and under free?
12 and under free, yeah.
All right, so talk about what people are going to see when they get to the Ham Fest.
Well, basically, you're going to see a flea market of communications equipment, electronics, hobbies, computers. It's hard telling what will show up at this thing. There'll be some people, weather permitting, outdoors, tailgating, doing their sales out there. Most of the sales are cash only because it is actually a flea market atmosphere. There'll be some snacks available, that sort of thing. There are door prizes. There'll be a door prize every hour. I'm not sure exactly what those are. I think those are small handheld two-way radios or something of that ilk. There will be a grand prize that you'll have to be present for, which is a brand new major brand dual band analog and digital mobile radio. I believe you have to be able to prove you have a license to collect that. I'm not sure how the individual club manages that operation, but it's a good place to get information on licensing. It's a good place to get information on ham radio itself. There will be a license testing session by the club's Laurel testing group. You'll have to bring a photo ID. If you're upgrading, we need a copy of your current license for the file. If it's a first time, you'll have to apply for a federal registration number, and you can go on the web to the FCC site, and there's instructions on how to do that. It's a very quick process. It gives you a multi-digit, multi-character number that is now used in place of your Social Security number for any communications with the FCC.
And you brought up licensing, and I don't think some people realize you have to be licensed.
You have to have a license,
yeah,
yes.
I think some people just say, oh, we just turn it
on,
and you're
on. It's not like CB.
Right.
There are three grades of licenses, technician, general, and extra. I am an extra. I am also a license examiner and a coordinator for licensing exams and an instructor. But you have to have a license to do it. It doesn't take a lot to get a license.
Right.
The first two tests, technician and general, 35 questions, multiple choice. The extra test is a little trickier, and it's 50 questions, multiple choice.
Right.
If you study the material, you can pretty much, you know, get through it. If you know a little bit of electrical theory, it helps. I'll put it to you that way.
You know, and if you're just interested in technology, I mean, I think some people would be surprised just the amount of technology involved and how, you know, high grade it is, really.
We do a lot of stuff with computers. We do a lot of stuff where we interface between the internet and radio, mm-hmm. which is one of the advantages we have in a disaster situation. We can get to some area that is not torn up and get back on the internet from the back door, so to speak, to get communications through that way and so on and so forth. There's some pretty, we talk to satellites, we talk to the astronauts, wow. We talk to a lot of places.
That's something else. Okay, that's coming up on Saturday, April 7th. It's the Noble Illinois Ham Fest. Again, it'll be at the West Richland Center, formerly the West Richland High School at 320 East North Avenue in Noble. Admission $4, and if somebody's listening, Bill, they're interested in more information, not just on the Ham Fest, but on ham radio in general, how can they get a hold of you guys?
You can get a hold of the committee, or you can get information on the Ham Fest and the Clay County Radio Amateur Radio Club. Their email is claycountyradio@gmail.com. They have a Facebook page, April Fool's Fest in the groups pages, and claycountyradio.webs.com is their main web page.
Okay, there you go. He is Bill Schrode. He is a local engineer, ham radio operator, and coordinator. Bill, thank you for joining us this morning.
Sure thing.